With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. RAFTA will begin to increase its services beginning Sunday after seeing an uptick in ridership. BRT and local bus services will be more frequent for the morning and evening commutes. Hogback services will have additional morning trips from Rifle and an additional trip to Newcastle from Glenwood Springs midday, and Ride Glenwood Springs will be restored to normal schedules. Services to Snowmass Village from Brush Creek will resume with half-hour services. RAFTA officials said passengers will still need to practice social distancing and wear face coverings. Social distancing and stress related to the pandemic is taking its toll on Coloradans' mental health. In a new survey, researchers at the Colorado School of Public Health have found that more than 20% of those surveyed met the criteria for major depressive disorder. Pre-pandemic, only about 7% of the U.S. met that criteria. Jennifer Jewell with the Population Mental Health and Well-Being Program wanted to study well-being throughout the pandemic.
So much of our physical health is dependent on our mental health. And even if you want to make an impact in cardiac disease, it's important that the people that are in that are trying to improve their cardiac health also have good mental health. Because if you're depressed, you're really unlikely to go outside and exercise.
The survey will be circulating until the country starts to reopen more broadly. Yesterday was supposed to be the last day of Colorado's legislative session, but as Scott Franz reports, instead of celebrating, lawmakers are trying to figure out how to balance a budget that has been devastated by COVID-19.
A committee of six lawmakers is spending the week weighing in on more than $1 billion in cuts. They range from abandoning raises for state employees to pulling the funding for a new state park near Trinidad. But the full scope of the virus's impact on the budget will not be known until a new revenue forecast comes out next week. Julie McCluskey is one of the lawmakers working on proposed cuts.
I find that I'm grieving every time I turn a page in any of our documents.
Lawmakers say many residents will be affected after money is pulled from education, transportation, and healthcare programs. The entire legislature is scheduled to come back on May 18th to finish work on the budget. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Local resident Bob Rugel has taken it upon himself to clean the streets of downtown Basalt since he moved here in 1993, and the pandemic hasn't slowed him down. Eleanor Bennett has more.
Downtown Basalt is, you know, relatively small, and one person can make a difference.
Rugel is using a broom, shovel, and dustpan to sweep up a pile of leaves and debris in front of Cafe Bernard on Midland Avenue.
Without a job right now, I have plenty of time on my hands, and I've really gotten a little more accomplished this year than in years past.
Rugel is a photographer and station agent for American Airlines. But with the pandemic, there hasn't been much work. He says tidying the town is a labor of love.
When I'm working downtown, just cleaning up, I get that feeling of satisfaction when I say, okay, this particular area is what I'm going to attack today. And it, you know, it hasn't been done in a long time.
Rugel says the town uses their own street sweeper machine, but it doesn't reach the corners and tight spots around the neighborhood.
So I take a certain pride in our town, and I don't know, I guess I feel a little bit responsible for it. I want it to look good.
Rugel says community members stepping up to help is what Basalt is all about. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Researchers across the globe are trying to understand what percent of their population has been exposed to COVID-19. One county in the Mountain West just got its results in. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
San Miguel County in Colorado teamed up with a biotech company to offer a COVID-19 antibody test to all residents who wanted one. Most of the county, about 5,500 people, got their blood tested. There were some borderline results, but at most, only 2% came back positive. Susan Lilly is a spokesperson with the county.
In a lot of ways, it's very good news because we haven't had the health impact or devastation that so many people have and so many areas have. On the other hand, it can be considered bad news if you say, well, gee, we haven't been hit yet.
Scientists say antibody test results can be difficult to interpret, with the possibility for both false positives and false negatives. And it's still unclear whether antibodies against COVID-19 mean immunity against COVID-19, and if so, for how long that lasts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.